recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice, but on a mandate. Get it on.
That's the mandate.
Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for doing this. La, 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 la. I want to thank True Car, and also you can visit True Car and download Pluto TV as well. What's going on there, Drew?
Did you hear Garrick was up at the party the other night? When he came, you were gone, but then Mike Catherwood filled in.
No, I saw Garrick up at the party.
He's so funny.
He is a funny guy.
He loves the fact that he and I grew up in the same, in San Gabriel Valley, and played football against each other. He leaves out the Little Lord Fauntleroy School for Albino Hemophiliac part.
Yeah.
Mike Catherwood went. Mark mentioned the his school in La Cañada, and Mike Catherwood went, the Spartans. I went, oh no, those are the big kids. We were the albino hemophiliac schools.
You guys went to a different school,
yeah,
and played against each other.
Yeah, rivals.
Mm.
The two little private prep schools in the area.
I have this thing where I'm absurdly attracted to Mark Garagos because of his energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I guess some people are wired like cats and they don't want the energy, and some people are like wired like dogs and they do want the energy. I take a look at my parents and I go, I don't like that, but I do like that. Mm-hmm. And what that is energy. So it's a boundless kind of, what are we going to do? What are we going to do next? What's going on? You know what I mean? And I don't know how you can ever give anyone an ounce of that, but I would suggest everyone start working on it or faking it
yeah.
tomorrow, because
yeah.
that guy walks into this building, he bounds into this building, and every time you see him, you just go, how you doing, Mark? I'm doing great. How you doing? What's going on? You know, and it's like, boom, boom, boom,
well,
and here we go.
It is interesting that that capacity to do things is a multi-layered, not just psychological construct, but really neurobiological. You know what I mean? You notice that?
Well, let's discuss.
Yeah.
Because I think I know what you're talking
yeah.
about. But there's neurobiological.
Well, first of all, there's the energy. There's the momentum, which is sort of an internal vitality. That's a brain-body state, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have that. Then you have to be willing to take risk and not be afraid of taking risk. That's very few people can do that. And then you have to have vision, like you want to open a restaurant, buy a hotel, whatever it is. You have to be – you have to have some sense of what you're doing. And just those three things that you've now cut out most people. Wouldn't you agree?
I do agree. And I do think that there is a – but I sorry.
And there's an aging brain component to it too. I noticed my own vital energy thing is down relative to 10, 15 years ago. And I used to be just, what's next? What's next? Do. Now I'm like, I can do a lot, but not – not
turn
like
into Colin Quinn. So, no, here's what I know. I know that you can transform yourself into what we're talking about with Mark Garagos. Now, you may not be Mark Garagos, because in order to be Mark Garagos, you need the God-given motor.
And the horsepower, yeah. Both, I think.
Well, what's the difference between the motor and the horsepower?
The motor is the vitality, and then the horsepower is sort of intellectual and vision and all that
you,
stuff.
Yeah. Your dad's a lawyer. He teaches you a lot of life lessons.
Yeah.
He forces you to work and teaches you the meaning of work and all that kind of stuff. And then you marry that to everything else.
Yeah.
I personally understand how to go from not doing anything to doing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long process. It's a very slow and incremental process. It's very doable. People don't think it's doable. It's doable, but you have to begin the journey. You can't sit around and blame and point, or when someone comes up to you and goes, "Hey, I need you to get moving," you can't feel like they're picking on you, because then you end up just sort of battling. You just have that
just
battle.
Resisting.
It's just years of arguing about getting started.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's,
yeah.
it's basically, it becomes like immigration, where you go like, I want to do something about immigration. Person across the aisle goes, I do too. I think we need a secure border. I agree. All right. Why don't we use drones and get some extra guards and manpower? That's not going to work.
Yeah.
And you go, okay, what do you want to do? And they go, I want a secure border. And you go, okay, what do you want to do about it? Well, I have to make it more secure. And you go, oh, okay, I got another idea. I'll put a chain link fence and we'll do a double. That's not going to work. You go, yeah. Well, wait a minute, you want a border, right? Yeah. I want a border. Okay. Let's get going.
Let's make a border.
You never get going because you just sit there and discuss and argue and discuss and argue. Yeah. I can tell you I could barely move when I was 19 or 20. I got less done, probably worked harder and made less money and did everything. And more projects get easier by the day and a wider variety of projects. But you got to go out and start that movement. And I have – it's not a natural thing. For Mark Garagos, he's a goddamn salmon going upstream to spawn. But the rest of us are just kind of lazy bears hibernating. See, I'm staying with the theme.
Okay.
But you got to – first thing you have to do – all you fucksticks out there, would you please be a little bit hard on yourself? Just a little bit. Just a little bit. I won't.
We got to get that low self.
I won't be the asshole who has to do it for you. You do it for you.
We got to get that low self esteem going.
Yes, just be a little bit tough on yourself. Be a little bit, huh?
Your mom has low self esteem. What's wrong with that?
I like Drew's self esteem.
My kind of low self esteem.
That was the greatest exchange. not the greatest exchange I've ever had with my mom. The greatest exchange a son has ever had with his mom. Mom, I like people with low self-esteem. I have low self-esteem. Why don't you like me? I like Drew's kind of low self-esteem. First off, low self-esteem with no money, no pickup truck, an inability to help you move or do anything for you. What's that do? You know what I mean? Drew's got a medical degree. He's got a couple ducats in the bank. You know what I mean? He'll pick you up. He'll take care of you. There's something there. I have low self-esteem with nothing to offer at all. It's kind of a bust. You know what I mean?
Kind of a bummer.
Well, you could have low self-esteem, so and I go, good, pick me up from the airport. And they'd go, I don't own a car.
Yeah. So you go, the low okay, self-esteem well, no good. Has to motivate you to greater things, so... You didn't want to interact with me when I was 15. Trust me.
I believe it.
Yeah. Much the way you don't want to try to ask your mom to go to the airport now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Same thing.
So, as far as Mark Garagos goes, the motor that you think he was born with, he may have been born with it. You may also develop a facsimile of that in yourself through a process. Mm-hmm. Of engaging in like-minded behavior or even sort of aping, as they say. Although I don't know how long we're going to be able to say that before it becomes some sort of racially charged term, which is you just mimic him. You go, I'm not Mark Garagos, but I'll just kind of act like it.
Act as if, we say.
Mm-hmm. All right. You got a call up there you want to take?
Two, three.
Three. Hey, Clayton, 35, Fort Worth, Texas.
Hey, guys, get it on.
Get it on.
Get it on.
Happy late birthday, Drew.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, it seems there's a trend I've been noticing with single women and dogs, and I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on it. I'm just confused on the trend. I don't mind dogs. I have one, but it seems like they're using dogs as a human relationship replacement. Like the dogs sleep on the bed, they travel on a plane, they interrupt their sleep, and it seems to be now a normal behavior. And it just feels to me abnormal how far this has gone, and want to get your thoughts on it, both Adam and then Drew from a psychological perspective.
Well, let me just start.
This is like a human crutch.
Well, I just say that it's always kind of been like this. I mean, when you were dating, I certainly encountered plenty of this, and women would go so far as I remember them saying, later in a relationship, they go, I was watching how you treated that dog, and, you know, if people, you don't treat him right, I wasn't going to date. You know what I mean?
I always go down on the dog for 20 minutes when I come in.
See, Clayton, see? Adam knew. Adam has a key.
Ace man. I gotta lay that down.
It dog vagina? Hmm? I guess it is. Yeah,
yeah, sure.
Yeah. Any event, that's been going on for a long time. But what has, I think, expanded is the sort of the domains amongst which the dog must travel.
Well, there's a couple things. As I think back on it, that got cut off maybe.
Yeah.
I didn't date many girls with dogs. Maybe one I can think of. Because the girls I dated were like in their 20s and fairly poor. And they lived in apartments. And you couldn't have a dog. You didn't have a yard. You know, you didn't get to bring your dog with you to work or on a plane or any of you had an apartment. You'd have to have someone look after the dog.
There was no such thing as a dog walker. No, it didn't invent it yet.
No, but also you couldn't have afforded one. Like,
right.
You didn't deserve a dog. You had to earn a dog.
Thurston Howell would have a dog.
You need a house and a yard. Yeah. Now it's like, fuck you. I'm having my dog and he's with me and I take him to work. You know what I mean? So like people who didn't have means – look, if you didn't own a yard, you probably didn't have a dog.
Right.
You had to have a house or rent a house and have a dog or something. There's a handful of people I knew had dogs. But most of the guys and most of the girls were just sort of nomadic. You couldn't have a dog. You couldn't afford a dog. And you couldn't take care of the dog. You were gone all the time.
And where were you going? You know what I mean? You weren't stable anywhere. And I remember the expense of dog food and stuff was something people would talk about.
Yeah.
Now you don't hear that.
No, you don't hear anyone. Everyone's just whoever wants a dog has a dog, and they just put it in their apartment. They take it with them. They fly with it and put them on their lap when they drive, and that's that. I remember the one. I remember the one time I had a girlfriend with a dog, and she had this little dog named Sushi, and she told me to. She went out of town, and this dog, you know, the love of her life. And she said, and it's like, I don't know if she even liked me, really, but we're barely boyfriend and girlfriend. And she was like, can you watch Sushi? And I said, yeah, I'll watch Sushi. And she went out of town, and I took Sushi with me into the gym. I was teaching boxing at the gym. And like, I said, Sushi, come with me to work. And Sushi, like, let Sushi loose. In this gym downstairs in Pasadena. Not the Brignoli's one, but the one that's down in the basement.
Yeah.
At some point when I'm teaching gym, the dog wanders out of the gym, like down the hall, into another small business. They had like the city council office down there. Like they had a couple weird offices down in this basement.
There's a bank building.
Old bank building. And they're like, all right, okay. And the person then gets the dog, says, oh, this dog's lost, reads the phone number, the girlfriend's number, on the collar, calls it, leaves a message like, hey, I found your dog. Found a dog wandering around.
Uh-huh.
And then puts the dog back down on the ground. And the dog then trucks it right back into the gym.
Yeah.
And Darren, and I'm done teaching my boxing class. There's Sushi staying there. So what do? All right, I'm going home. So I pick up Sushi and I go home.
Were there cell phones yet?
I didn't have a cell phone.
Oh, boy.
And then my home phone rings and the chick's out of breath.
Oh.
Where's Sushi? Right here. Like I have no idea what's going on. Where's the dog? The dog's sitting here. Don't lie to me. Don't lie. What happened? Nothing. The dog's sitting right here. What happened? I'm like, nothing happened. I took the dog, went to the gym, and turned around and come home. That's all. The dog's just sitting there. It was there the whole time. So I got a call from somebody who said they found the dog wandering the streets. I'm like, the dog is sitting right here. I want to put the fucking dog on the phone. I was like, I have no idea what's going on, but thanks, Good Samaritan, who fucking calls and then like puts the dog back down. Then the dog trots back into the gym, and there's no discussion.
How'd you put that all together?
She was like, I got a call at, 9:45 this morning. And I was like, all right, taught us 8 o'clock class or whatever, whatever the time was. I did some thing, and it's like, this guy worked at the Pasadena, whatever, commerce department, and he said he found the dog wandering the halls of the, and I was like, Oh, that's the place next door to the gym. And then the time they would have called would have been at the time I was like teaching class. And then I guess the dog wandered out and then wandered back. And I was putting together this timeline of where the person was from.
Was she accepting your description, or did she take issue with allowing the dog to wander?
Well, the beauty of chicks is they're allowed to be pissed because they think they're pissed. You know what I mean? It doesn't really matter what you say.
She came in with a head of steam, so it has to go somewhere.
It can't just do what I would do, which is I flip a switch and go, oh, sorry, there's somebody called, blah, blah, blah. I had to kind of talk her off the ledge, so to speak. But I didn't know what to do. The dog was in front of me. You know what I mean?
It's pretty funny.
It's like, kind of a weird happenstance, right?
Yeah.
And it's also weird that I couldn't make heads or tails of it because the dog was standing there. I was completely oblivious to this thing where the dog... I also couldn't envision a world where somebody would phone in about, I have your dog, but then not have the dog.
Yeah, that's weird. And not call back and say, oops, don't have it anymore. Yeah.
I guess people are always horrible, Drew.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. Drew, about medication.
It's easy.
Chris, 40, Riverside.
Hey, Adam. Hey, Drew. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, man. What's going on?
I had a quick question for you guys. You know, I've a long time ago, I was, you know, because I've had insomnia almost my entire life. But a long time ago, I got on Seroquel, and it helped. You know, I took some before I went to bed. It helped me out. But then I just didn't like the way it made me feel in the morning. It was just super groggy. So I eventually quit it for years and years. And lately the insomnia has kind of been getting worse, and I started taking it again, and still I'm not liking the results. But I was just wondering, is there anything else that's kind of along the same lines that's often prescribed for stuff like insomnia or like generalized anxiety?
You're asking a big, big question. Did you have trauma growing up? Was there a lot of crap going down in your house at night when you were growing up or anything?
No.
And people that treat insomnia per se these days treat it with sleep restriction. They just have you not sleep until you start sleeping.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's sort of how they do it now. At least that's one of the theories.
At home?
Yeah. You're just not allowed to sleep until, you know, after a couple of days, you will sleep, guaranteed. So sleep deprivation, essentially, is one of the treatments for insomnia these days. If you have a generalized anxiety disorder, there's lots of different things that can be used for that. Have you been on Neurontin?
I've been on things that have kind of generic names. I've kind of did the thing where they were like, try this, try that. I may have.
Well, was this a psychiatrist? A psychiatrist or a general doctor?
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Psychiatrist.
All right. Well, I'd keep going back till you find something that you find reasonable. I mean, there's many different ways to do this. Yes, there's other things like Seroquel. There's other antidepressants that treat anxiety. There's certain antidepressants that are good for sleep, like Remeron. There are things like Neurontin out. A lot of different things to try, nonetheless. And Seroquel, obviously, can really make you sort of blunted during the day, and it can make you eat. People don't like that. So,
yeah, I guess the one thing I'm looking for that the Seroquel is bothering me is if I do take it at night, it better be like right before I go to bed. And it's like I'm out. It's like a tranquilizer effect, and I'm worthless the second I take it.
And, well, okay, but if you just want to go to bed, then just beat off 10 minutes earlier, and then you won't be worth.
Or try a lower dose. That's the other thing.
But yeah, or try a lower dose.
You need to just stick with your doctor. There are people that specialize in treating insomnia. You might want. There are also people that specialize in treating anxiety. So you don't sound anxious, which I find is sort of a bizarre idea that's the primary issue. But again, somebody needs to kind of maybe a new set of eyes on you. Maybe that's the way to do it.
All right. Let me tell you about TrueCar. Should get a new set of eyes on TrueCar, everybody. You might know what MSRP stands for, but what does it really mean? Same goes for invoice, list price, dealer price. Confusing, right? Introducing True Price from TrueCar. Know exactly what you'll pay, including fees and accessories, before you get to the dealership. You know your true car price, or your true price, I should say, is a great price because True Car shows you what other people paid for the exact same car that you want. Certified dealers set their true price competitively so they can win your business. So even amongst the True Car certified dealers, they got to compete for your business amongst each other, and you know that just means a better deal for you. So when you're ready to buy new or used, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states, but I bet you don't live in one of those states. TrueCar. All right, Jay's been on hold for a million years about the CBD oil.
Okay, good.
Go ahead, Jay, 47 from Texas.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Been a big fan for a long time. Let me ask if I was room here. the reason I'm calling is, you know, I've always been what you would call, quote unquote, a high achieving guy. You know, I did well in high school, went to college, got an engineering degree, blah, blah, blah. But when I was in college, I dabbled with pot, as many people do. And I, you know, I became what you might call a fan, you know, to the point where I probably used it more than I should. And got married the first time. And, you know, together we partied and had fun. It was great. But it got to a certain point in my marriage where she felt that I was out of control. And it ended up with our marriage dissolving. So that's a little background. Got remarried. It's been great. We've been married for 15 years now. And three kids. You know, the kind of, you know, all-American lifestyle.
Is there a question here?
Yeah, I'm sorry. So, of late, I have started dabbling again, and it's an issue with my wife. It's something that she hates, and, you know, she's afraid that my kids are going to lose respect for me, there's going to be problems with my job, et cetera, et cetera.
All right, so you've already had – the addiction is defined by its consequences. And you
right.
already had lots of consequences from this drug, and in spite of those consequences, you have continued. So that pretty much defines any addiction. It's continuing use in the face of adverse consequence. Relationship, school, health, work, finances. And I can only imagine there must be some change in your personality or something that these women find particularly unpleasant. I don't know what, but and let's not use any euphemism. You love this. You love this drug. You love it more than you love your wife. And apparently you love it more than you love your kids. And that's sort of what addiction's all about, is when you really love something, it makes you feel so good, it's very hard to stop. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So you're not dabbling. Am I putting words in your mouth to say that you love it?
Well, you know, you say that I choose it over my wife.
No, I didn't say choose it. I didn't say choose it. I said you love it.
You said love it more.
Okay.
To be fair, Drew.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, that sounds like I choose it, but he's saying you love it, and when he says love it more than your wife, he is kind of de facto saying you choose it over your wife because
yeah, well,
there's the potential that your wife could, you know, it could break up. Well, I said break up. Could ask for a divorce if you continue.
So, I mean, and I don't want to air all of the background, but I mean, there's some history with her and her first husband. And his drug of choice is cocaine, and there
yeah,
was
but,
like
but
cocaine.
Yeah, but look, she's an untreated codependent, so she's attracted to addicts. That's the way that works. People will always go back, you know, unless they get treatment, they'll always repeat those patterns. And so, you know, you can do something about it or not. It's up to you.
Well, what's CBD oil do for you?
Okay, so that's the kind of one of the, I guess, the crux of my question is, I've been seeing a lot of things around locally now where, you know, even though Texas is not a THC state, you can get this CBD oil, which is supposed to, you know, help with generalized anxiety and things like that. I mean, I guess you would call a little bit of an anxiety thing for a long time, which is funny, right behind this last caller. But, you know, I've always, you know, the fear of failure and, you know, always feeling like the imposter syndrome, et cetera, of just, you know, having an anxious personality.
Why did you get that treated?
I don't know. I guess there's a little bit of a stigma of
going
and getting help. Well, okay, so I can
do you take blood pressure medicine or treat your cholesterol or You had an infection? Are you taking antibiotics? Yeah, what's the stigma? It's weird.
I should have called
with Vinny with the cholesterol question because I've been doing a no sugar, no grain for about 9 months.
Awesome.
Down 45 pounds. I'm really happy with that part.
It's great.
I know a guy who didn't cut out sugar and didn't cut out grain, and he got thinner. And I know another guy who cut out sugar and cut out grains, and he got fatter. Okay? Is that helpful? Is everyone helped now? Who are these people, Drew, who say such things about all facets of life? Like, okay.
I know. It's to me, again, it goes in that same place as the non-liar liar stuff.
So the reason I talk about the stigma is during my first marriage about 18 years ago, I went through a little bit of a depressive episode to the point where my wife thought it was good for me to be hospitalized for a weekend. I was depressed about my job. I felt trapped in the job, trapped in the house, et cetera, et cetera. And I just, for lack of a better word, had a bit of a meltdown. And so
Jay, you have got to stop with the euphemistic blush on everything. Yeah. You required a psychiatric hospitalization. You have to have met criteria for the severity of your depression that the admitting office at that hospital felt you needed to be in the hospital. That's how that works. So you had a severe depressive episode. I'm imagining. Is there a mm-hmm. Did I hear a smoke alarm?
Could have went.
I'm imagining there was a lot of suicidal thinking around that at the time. And so that even makes the cannabis thing more concerning because you might contribute to a recurrence here of that mood disturbance. So in any event, and by the way, just by virtue of having had that episode, you have about a 50% probability of it recurring. That's just the biology. No stigma associated with that. It's biology.
All right. So, Jay,
yeah.
There's stuff going on in your world, in your head, that's not great, and then you have a lot to be thankful for. It's not so different than many other human beings on the planet.
Right.
You seem like you have a wife that has a couple of issues and a couple other things in the positive department. You have kids that seem to be doing okay. You seem to be doing okay.
Yeah.
But there's this issue, and it's reoccurring, and your wife has the codependency stuff, and she found an addict before you, and now she found you, and she's probably not going to be satisfied until you become an addict to satisfy
her codependency.
True. So you're heading down this street. And it leads to a bad place. And so what we're going to ask you to do is kind of pump the brakes a little and not try to find a substitute oil for this or a pill for that. But, no sugar, no grains, let's get to work here. It's diet and exercise. There's no have your hot fudge brownies and don't exercise. And this brownie is made with sweet and low and Alustra oils, a fat substitute. There's no free lunches. But let's go. Right. You're fine. You're young. You're strong. You got a good family. Let's take control of it a little bit here.
I agree.
Okay.
I think that's a reasonable thing.
Now is a nice time.
Because later it might be more.
Call a year from now, it might not. May be a little too far down the road.
Exactly. I agree with that.
There you go.
I agree with this too. Pluto TV.
Mm.
I agree with. I love these guys. Download the app now while I'm speaking because you will see. What I'm so excited about, you get to immediately – you download the app, and just so you're not downloading a podcast, the whole app comes alive, and you'll have over 100 TV channels, thousands of movies on demand, completely free. Never ask for a credit card. Don't need to sign up. You just watch. That's it. And it's a whole menu just like you'd get on a cable TV network platform or a satellite platform. It is the easiest and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. You can do it right now while I'm speaking. Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV, Pluto, just like the planet, Pluto TV. Why aren't you doing that right now? You got to explain that to me because you will be impressed. It doesn't suck up a lot of space on your phone or anything. And by the way, you can put it anywhere you watch television, including Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, anywhere else you stream, of course, your phone. Check out the Chassis channel on Pluto TV. It's now available, and hopefully soon the Dr. Drew channel. I'm working on that. Pluto TV. Download it now.
Yeah, check out our channel there. We're getting a lot of good feedback on that. All right, tonight, September 13th, tonight, Seattle Moore Theater. Come by and say hi if you're in the Seattle area, in a beautiful theater. Mm. Friday, November 30th, Anaheim Grove with Rob Riggle. We're doing, we're going to Arizona Saturday, October 27th. Go to AdamCarolla.com for all the stuff you need. And what do you got, Drewski?
DrDrew.com. Check out the family pods there.
And say hi to our friend Jordan Harbinger and the Jordan Harbinger Show. You can listen each week on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcast. Till next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This is Carolla Digital.
Yeah, Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 channels, thousands of movies, on demand. Well, it's free. It's completely free. Normally when you hear on demand, you go, how much? No, not with Pluto TV. They never ask for a credit card. It's all legal. Just go log on and get it done. The time I'm doing this, you could have Pluto TV, download Pluto TV for free. And do it on your Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, your phone, whatever. And check out Chassis, Chassy, our channel, available now on Pluto TV.